Next case, please.
Our first case this evening under public hearings is 12,109 D. Lee McCreary and Susan McCreary seeking a variance from the front and side yard setbacks under sections 115-34 and 115-183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Ann Avenue, approximately 435 feet southwest of the intersection of Ann Avenue and Coastal Highway Route 1. The 911 address is 20964 Ann Avenue, Rehoboth Beach. District, the zoning district is MR. The tax map is District 334, map 20.13, parcel 21. Staff note, we received zero letters in support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return. And specifically, the applicant is seeking a 10.2-foot variance from the front yard setback for a proposed addition, a 3.5-foot variance from the required 5-foot setback for a landing. And staff would also note that the existing covered porch is considered existing nonconforming due to the age of the property, and there was a previous Board of Adjustment application for this property.
Okay. Thank you. Good evening, sir.
Can you come up, state your name and address for the record?
Wayne K. Hanby, 69 Hendleton Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. I guess just for the record, Mr. Chairman, Ms. McGee has left the chambers. She's recusing herself from this application.
Oh, okay.
Good evening. I think the exhibit notebooks have made their way all the way to the end.
Yep. Okay, one more. Okay, I'm sorry.
I think we're playing hot potato.
No, I'm sorry.
That's all right. That's all right. Thank you.
Now everyone has. Okay, there we go.
For the record, my name is David Hutt. I think you're all familiar with me. I've presented applications before the board before. Your security certainly made sure that I didn't bring any weapons with me this evening.
We made sure of it too, Dick.
I appreciated the extra scrutiny. The a moment ago, I handed exhibit notebooks to Ms. Cornwell, which I would ask that they become part of the record tonight, and they will help clarify tonight's application. This evening, I am representing Lee and Susan McCreary, who own the property at 20964 Ann Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, which is the property that is the subject of tonight's application. Just by way of reference, tab 2 in your exhibit notebook is their deed for the property, which indicates that they acquired the property in 2013. With me tonight, who was just sworn in by Mr. Sharp, is Wayne Hanby. He is the president of Shoreline Construction Enterprises, LLC, which was the contractor that performed the work in some work on the property in 2014, and would also be the contractor for the project if the project is approved by the board this evening. The first tab in your exhibit notebook is simply a copy of the application itself for your ready reference this evening, except for the last two pages. The last two pages of that exhibit are the handwritten notes, which I believe are from the staff in the Planning and Zoning Office, which are additions to the application as it was submitted in January. The McCreary's, by way of introduction of just in describing the property for you, the McCreary's property is a 50 by 107-foot lot in the area, which I'll generally call as the Forgotten Mile area between Rehoboth and Dewey Beach. If you look at tab 3, there's a series of tax maps there which look strikingly similar to what you see on the screens around the room at this moment. By way of orientation, a little further orientation, if you were to start at the outlets and head south on Route 1, as you cross over the canal bridge, you would, of course, on the right past the Spring Lake community, which has been there for a long time. After that, you would begin to hit the Siesta Motels. The Siesta Motel, Roman numeral 4, would be just after Spring Lake. After that, there's two condominium communities, the first one being Pointer Square and then Ocean Dunes. If you make a right immediately after the Ocean Dunes condominium, you will be on Ann Avenue. And if you go about halfway down the block, you would come to this lot. This lot is part of a subdivision that was recorded in 1952. It is known as the Pointer's Addition to Rehoboth Beach. And tonight's application relates to lot 35 of that subdivision. In tab 3, again, those are the tax maps, the first two tax maps and the series of the tax maps that you have there. The first map is sort of a broader area view, and then the second map would be a close-up that is just of the property. So the first two maps that you have at tab 3 are simply the tax parcels itself. You can see the general shape and configuration of the lots in that area. The second set of maps is are the zoning maps, and it's a little hard to distinguish this lot. It's right in the middle of that map. But the reason it's hard to distinguish is because yellow zoning on Sussex County zoning map is shown as is MR, and of course the property is highlighted in yellow on the Sussex County website. So with the yellows all coming together there, it's a little hard to distinguish. If you look on the next page, which is the close-up of the property, you can see that in the middle of the page you have a lot that's missing all of the important red lines. And again, the yellow is MR, which is a medium-density residential district. As you move closer to Route 1, of course, the uses intensify, and that's C1 zoning. The last two tax maps of that sequence are identical to what you see on the screens around the room right now, and those are the tax parcels themselves, which are laying over top of the aerial imagery as you see it there, which show the existing house as it sits on the property, and of course, the last one being a close-up of that same map. The next exhibit in your notebook is tab 4, and this is the tax map. This is right off the Sussex County's website. Sussex County now has the feature on its website where it shows documents all of the various planning and zoning applications, whether they have come before you as the board or before the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have limited this map to just the applications that would have occurred in front of this board. So this is limited. This map's limited to variances and special use exceptions. And as you can see, there's been several applications. The Sussex County website, if I'm not mistaken, shows this data from 2011 to current circumstances. And you can see right about the middle of the page again is tonight's application, which is highlighted by the arrow that you see there. As I indicated a moment ago, this lot was created in 1952. I think all of you are familiar with the fact that Sussex County, that's a couple decades before Sussex County actually adopted a zoning ordinance. And that creates some of the circumstances here that necessitate the variances. The home that is on that is presently on the property has been on that property since 1953. And it is a beach-style cottage in the old-fashioned traditional sense of the term beach cottage. I know some people call things beach cottages now, but this is, you have to look at the old definition of a beach cottage, which is a simple, single level, about 800, a little more than 800 square foot structure. And again, those were the old style beach cottages that existed in this and many of the other areas of coastal Sussex County. If you look at tab 7, you will see a property card. I just included that as background. As you may recall, when Sussex County went out and had tax parcels assigned, the Yo Company went and prepared property cards for each of the properties at that time. Tab 7 is simply that property card that you would find in the assessment office, and it shows, if you look at the second page of that again, this 800, that the home is 832 square feet of single level living. Over time, some modifications have occurred to the property. Most recently was 2014, when the application was introduced by Ms. Walls a moment ago. She referenced the fact that there had been a prior zoning or Board of Adjustment application for the property, and the outcome of that application is actually tab 8 in your exhibit notebook. Some of you were here for that application. And as you may recall, or as you read over those notes, what was going on at the property at that time that required a variance was the addition of a covered porch at the rear of the property. The request was to extend the covered porch the entire width of the house, and the house as it existed since 1953 encroached 5.8 feet into the side yard setback, rather, And of course, that would mean that the porch was also going to encroach that same distance into the side yard setback. The board granted that variance in 2014, finding that the lot was narrow and small, and that the pre-existing non-conforming home was also small, and the porch was reasonable use, especially since the applicant, the McCrearys, owned the adjacent property, lot number 36. The McCrearys still do own lot 36, the property immediately adjacent to the tonight's application. And the last page of tab 8 is the certificate of occupancy indicating that the construction that occurred in 2014, what the board granted a variance for, was constructed at that time. You will hear from Mr. Hanby in a little bit that he was the contractor who constructed, undertook that construction and completed it, and they completely renovated the beach cottage and added that porch at that time. If you turn to tab 6 in your exhibit notebooks, you will see some architectural renderings of what the McCrearys would like to do on the property. You can see that they desire to add a second floor to this small cottage, and in order to accommodate having a bedroom on the first floor for accessibility, they require moving into the front yard setback. The goal of this is that the McCrearys' parents are elderly, and they would like to have a first floor living for accessibility, and that, again, the area where that would occur is at the front of the property. If you turn to the last page in tab 6, the first four pages being renderings showing each of the different views, the right side, the left side, the front, and the rear. And the last page of that showing the layout of the first floor. And as you can see, near the bottom of the page, there's a section called New Addition, and that is a 9'8" by 15'0" addition, which would be that first floor bedroom for accessibility. Probably the best way to look at the requested variances would be on the last exhibit that I will cover tonight, which is tab 5 in your notebook. Tab 5 is a survey prepared by Foresight Services, and you can see there's a hashed area entitled Proposed Addition that's closest to the part of the house near Ann Avenue. And again, that's that same 9'8" encroachment into the front yard setback that was described a moment ago. If you look, you will see that one of the reasons why the room is 9'8" and not 10 feet or some other even number that you would think is so that it doesn't extend or encroach any further into the setback than the home that's immediately adjacent to it on lot 34. So you'll see that the neighborhood has a pre-existing encroachment of this exact same amount, again, on right next door. On the western edge of the property, right next to the cover, between the covered porch and the property line, you will see a small box, and in that is the letters L, N, and D. And this is in addition to the tonight's application by the staff when they reviewed the application. And you will hear testimony or confirmation from Mr. Hanby that this is simply a grade level landing. So there is not any part of it that's, you know, raised. It's not a step per se. It is simply just a grade level landing to get you from the porch onto a hard surface and not into mud or dirt. As the board knows, there are five factors it considers when granting a variance. The first factor is the uniqueness of the property. And as was mentioned a moment ago when I reviewed the property, the uniqueness of the property is its size and shape. Under the county zoning code, an MR lot is supposed to have a minimum of 10,000 square feet and a minimum width of 75 feet. As you can see when you look at the survey, this lot is approximately 4,600 square feet short of 10,000. And it is, of course, about 25 feet narrower than the required 75-foot lot width. The second factor is whether or not it can otherwise be developed and is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. The variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property because the small, narrow lot was created before zoning existed in Sussex County. And applying the county's current zoning setbacks to this lot that was created before them results in a compact building envelope where construction is not reasonably undertaken. This variance will also allow, of course, the first floor to have an accessible bedroom for the applicant. The third factor is whether or not the hardship was created by the applicant. Of course, the applicant did not create the width and area of the lot as they were created in 1952, more than half a century prior to the applicant's ownership of the property, and of course, prior to the zoning code. The fourth factor is whether or not the proposed variance will, or variances in this case, would alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And the applicant would argue that not only will it not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, but it will have no effect on the character of the neighborhood, as for two reasons in particular. First, as was noted a moment ago, the immediately adjacent property already encroaches the exact same distance into the front yard setback. And secondly, if you look at the survey at tab 5, you will see that there already is built in on Ann Avenue an additional 10 feet of apparent, I'll call it apparent setback. The edge of the paving of Ann Avenue, which is a 50-foot right-of-way, is actually 10 feet away from the lot lines. If you were to drive down Ann Avenue, you would see that everybody has naturally landscaped that 10 feet that exists between their front property boundary and the edge of the pavement. So in effect, when you, in granting this variance, the front of the home will still sit 30 feet back from the edge of the pavement. Again, it's about 20 feet back from the actual property line, but it will have the look and effect of that it is 30 feet from the edge of the roadway. The fifth factor is whether or not it's the minimum variance that will afford relief. And the proposed 10-foot, 2-inch variance for the front, as well as the landing on the side, is the minimum variance necessary that will allow relief. This is a very modest-sized, actually small-sized beach cottage, which is going to grow a little bit here to become a modest-sized home. But the bedroom is about as small as they can make a bedroom for accessibility purposes. And again, the actual depth of the bedroom was done using the adjacent property's encroachment into the front yard setback. At this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Hanby to come up here. Mr. Hanby, are you familiar with the McCreary property at 20964 Ann Avenue?
Yes, I am.
And did you do the work in 2014 when the covered porch was added and when the building was renovated, the exterior of the building was also renovated?
I did.
And what can you tell the board about the landing on the western edge of the property as you leave the porch?
I don't remember that landing being there, but if it's not a concrete substance, it's not on a footer, it's probably a wood plank or a piece of concrete, or not concrete, but a bluestone, something stationary that can be easily removed.
And is it a grade level landing?
Grade level, yes.
You've heard the information that I presented to the board this evening, and was the information presented true and correct to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes, it was.
For all these reasons, the McCreary's asked the board to grant the requested variances. That concludes my presentation. Mr. Hanby and I are available if any of the board members have questions for us.
All right, thank you. I'm going to start down here, Mr. Mills. Do you have any questions at this time?
I do not.
Thank you.
Mr. Mayor? Nor do I.
Thank you.
No questions.
And I have no questions at this time either.
I have no questions. Thank you.
Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we approve case 12,109. The property is unique due to the size of the lot and the placement of the home before our zoning code. The property cannot otherwise be developed without the variance, and the client needs to add a new bedroom. The issue was not created by the applicant, once again, because of the small lot. And it will not alter the character of the neighborhood because the front variance will not exceed the setback of the house on the north side, and from the elevations provided, it looks like an upgrade to the community. So the minimum variance of 10.2 is a minimum variance request. I make a motion that we approve.
Okay, thank you. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 12,109. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 12,109 is approved.